glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration. Hear the reading of these words of Scripture from Hebrews chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. We invite every listener to stay tuned into our program as we share our message today. We consider it such a privilege to share the Word of God with you, and it is our prayer that through moments of inspiration, you will find rich blessings from our Heavenly Father.
I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. Maker of heaven and earth. A thousand may fall at my side. 10,000 at my right hand. But my help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. Maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow my foot to be moved. He who keeps me will not slumber. For the Lord who made the heavens and earth will be my strength forever. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. Maker of heaven and earth.
I would like to read our text once again today. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. What I would like to call to our attention is the part of this statement that declares Jesus was tempted in every way like we are. This is one of the evidences of Jesus becoming human. He became flesh and had his dwelling among us, according to the Apostle John in John 1, verses 14 and verse 1 of that chapter, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth." The Apostle Paul shares with us that Jesus relinquished his place of equality with God in heaven and humbled himself in being made in human likeness. Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 reads, "Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being found in human likeness." In his humanity, Christ then became vulnerable to temptation. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 4, we find an account of Jesus being tempted by Satan following his baptism by John just prior to his beginning his teaching ministry. Let me read the first 11 verses of Matthew chapter 4. This record tells of Jesus being tempted in each and every way that we are tempted by Satan. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command the angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. The devil is our enemy, and he is seeking to destroy us. His purpose is to destroy our faith by violating our conscience before God. He seeks to separate us from God's love through our disobedience. His plan worked with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. The one thing that God instructed them not to eat was the one thing that gave Satan opportunity with which to tempt them. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, we find the apostle defining the methods or the avenues through which temptations come. And so we read, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of the eyes and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever." When Satan tempted Jesus, he used the very same resources he did with Eve. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life brought Eve to violate the will of God in her life. Jesus was tempted in every way, as Matthew's text tells us. Satan wanted him to turn the stones to bread and satisfy the lust of his flesh. He tempted Jesus to boast of himself by jumping off the highest point of the temple, proving himself to the people. And the devil put all the riches of the world at the feet of Jesus, tempting him with power and wealth and riches beyond compare, if only he would worship him. To have fallen for his snare, Jesus would have sinned through the lust of his eyes and the pride of life. Unlike Eve and all other humans who have lived on this earth, Jesus did not sin. He was tempted to sin, but he was without sin. The beginning text of our lesson today sets Jesus apart from all humans. He has been tempted like we are, yet without sin. This identifying truth is one of the evidences that Jesus is who he claims. He is the Son of God. There are many other evidences provided through the witness of Scripture. He was the Son of God, and he was with God in the beginning. He made the earth. He was born of the Virgin Mary. The grave and death could not keep him because he was innocent, and so he arose from the grave on the third day, and now he is seated at God's right hand. Jesus invites us to follow him. He is the good shepherd. He is the way, the truth, the life. By following Jesus, we live to remove sin from our lives and to not fall into Satan's snares. A good text to end our message today is found again in Hebrews in the 12th chapter, verses 2 and 3. It points us to Jesus. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. We pray you look to Jesus Christ as your Savior and guide in living your life.
My heart, my mind, my body, my soul, I give to you, take control.
Lord, I am serious about living this new life with you. My heart, my mind, my body, and my soul are yours. Take control, Lord. I surrender everything to you. The words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, all that I own, all that I am. Fill me with compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, and discipline. Make me a living sacrifice, Lord. Take control.
I give my body a living sacrifice. Lord, take control.
Thank you for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.